Sky. What are you doing now?
Okay.
Sky, do this one for the troops.
Do it for the troops.
Stop saying that.
Do it for the troops.
I don't need the added pressure. I am going to do Madonna, Like a Prayer.
Are you?
Oh, I love that.
As if she were a Madonna concert.
That was the funnest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You guys are waving your hands.
Whoa, Sky all the way.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, 570-1053 is enough. You're going to be voting for either Boston Rob, me, or Sky. Boston Rob sang That's Life. I sang Epiphany by Stained. Sky sang Like a Prayer, Madonna. Holy Toledo.
Wow.
Clear the lines.
All right, now what do we do? Do we do the same thing? 20 calls.
Same thing.
20 calls.
Yeah.
All right, and Sky, you got to be kind of...
I'll do it now.
Eddie's doing it now.
Since I'm out.
Yeah, make sure I don't cheat.
All right, Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
For Sky.
Mikey Show, your vote. Mikey Show, your vote.
I vote for Mikey.
Mikey Show, your vote.
I got to go with Sky.
Yeah.
Mikey Show, your vote.
Mikey.
Mikey Show, your vote.
Sky.
Mikey Show, your vote.
For Mikey.
Mikey Show, your vote.
Sky.
Mikey Show, who you want to vote for?
Sky.
Mikey Show, who you voting for?
Holy crap, as good as everybody did, they forgot lyrics. You got it, Mike.
What? She's saying that the other guys forgot stuff.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
B-Rob.
Nice.
B-Rob got a vote.
It is.
There you go, Riz.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
Mikey.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
Ashley, bring her back.
Oh, that is
stupid.
Is Ashley on the phone?
That was Ashley's sister. Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
I gotta vote for Sky, man.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
B-Rob.
How many, Eddie?
You're still a long way.
Mikey Show, who are you voting for?
Sky.
Mikey Show, your vote.
Sky.
Mikey Show, your vote.
Rob.
Mikey Show, your vote.
A for you, Mikey.
Mikey Show, your vote.
Mikey.
We got it.
It's impossible for Rob to win, so.
Yeah.
You and Sky, once again, a rematch
from
last year's Mikey Idol in the finals.
Oh, no!
Unbelievable. Rematch from 2005 in this corner. Two-time defending champion, Mikey. taking on, in this corner, last year finalist, Sky.
That was so hostile.
Sky killed it on that last song. You were very good, Sky. That was very good.
Thank you for saying that.
You did a good job.
She's great.
Yeah, I don't know about this song.
I don't either. That's why I left this song. Yeah. I wanted to try to put my best foot forward.
Right.
Hey, this is the finals, you two. You got to bring your A games.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Bring it. Sky was a little pitchy in spots.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
She was a little pitchy.
If we're talking, you know,
is that necessary to say?
Yeah, I think Mike had a lot of problems with some notes.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
Sean, remember I was this. Wonder.
I would just be careful of some of those.
How dare you?
Look, only the audible notes are the ones you need to worry about.
You're rude. You're rude.
Thank
she
you,
did
buddy.
A great job.
Thank you.
And I don't need to bash the competition, even though I felt like they did do a great job.
Thank you.
When Sky did Like a Prayer, I was like, okay, well, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
you're in.
Really
But then I realized that I was going up against Boston Rob.
Yeah, please.
Okay, this next one.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is going to be brutal for me.
All right, it comes down to me and Sky.
Oh, wow. And we both have no kadunk about our final song.
No, we don't. No, we do not.
Yeah.
My last song is Bad Company, Feel Like Making Love.
Okay, wait.
Wow.
Awesome choice.
Yeah. Awesome choice.
I think
awesome
you'll
choice.
Sound great at that.
Awesome choice. All I right. love it.
Very good for
bring it home, sister. Sweep the leg.
Come on, honey.
Wait.
Sweep the leg.
Show no mercy. Pretty darn good.
Man. That was good.
Right
man.
On
that was pretty
pitch.
Darn good.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank you.
No pitch problems
Sean,
at all.
Shut your mind. Right,
all right, all right. Don't say anything.
Come on, Sky.
Sky.
This is interesting. This is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm being honest. I thought you were going to have a little trouble after your second performance. Wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
That one, maybe my favorite performance of the night.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Come on, Sky.
Sky.
I know you got that. I know you got it in you.
Okay, I'm just going to put this out there that this song really wasn't so much my choice, but my husband talked me into it. He believes I sound good singing this. I believe it's a little too difficult, but I'm just going to go for it.
You got it.
Now, has he heard you sing it?
Yeah, I was kind of doing like what you were saying that you and Rebecca were doing. I would like sing a couple bars and be like, well, is that good? You know, I was having him rate things on a scale of like 1 to 10. And so.
All right. DK.
All right.
Okay, so this is a little difficult, but I'm going to do my best here for everybody.
What are you doing?
This is the Four Non-Blondes. What's up?
Wow.
Getting a little political on your ass.
Let's go, Mama. Wow.
Let's see if I can pull it off. No problem.
Tough song to sing, Sky. Good luck. Screaming in the middle of your performance.
I'm sorry, yeah. But I was like so again. Pumped up. I know, I'm sorry, but that's so good.
It's okay. It's
wow,
cool.
Once again, what a competition between you two. What will happen? Will it be Mikey's third victory or will Sky get her first title?
Come on, Sky!
570-1053. We take 20 calls.
Wow.
Come on, Democrats. Let's go.
Wait.
I
don't. We take 20 calls.
Thank you.
All I'm hoping in this situation is that it's close.
Mike.
Dude, you were great,
Let's
Mike.
Let's have it be close.
Trust me.
You were awesome, dude.
Let's just have it be close.
It is close, but
here we go.
Come on.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Come on.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
I got to say Mikey. And another comment is that it's always funny how Sky's true personality comes out in the 28-hour show.
Very political.
Wow.
Personality is very political.
Yeah, yes. That's a shock.
Mikey, show.
Sky. Mikey Idol rocks.
Thank you. Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
I'm voting for Sky.
Yes. Come
Mikey,
on.
Show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Yes,
coming
yes,
back
yes.
around.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
Very close. How many we have, Eddie?
That's 12 votes.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
The beating.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Michael Motorcycles.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Sky.
Eddie, how many more?
Okay. If Sky gets one more vote, she wins. You need two.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
This is it?
No, actually, you would have needed three. Two to tie. Sky needs one to win. You need one to tie, one more to win.
So I need two to win, one to tie.
Yes.
She gets one, it's over.
Hurry!
Come on!
Go to the phone!
Come on!
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
It's Mikey all the way.
Okay.
Oh.
At 20 votes, we are tied 10 apiece. Next vote wins.
Holy cow.
No.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, sir. Come on. Come on.
Mikey, show who you're voting for.
Mikey.
Oh, my God!
Three-time champion.
Guys.
Good job, dude.
That's all right,
very
Ash.
Good
three-time
job.
He was good.
Thank you very much. Sky, I have to say, every time it usually comes down to me and you towards the end.
Yeah.
You're good, man. We're both, you know, it's like every time we're singing against each other and you start singing, I'm like, crap.
We should take our act out on the road, dude.
Yeah, we should do it. Next time we do a duet. Next time why don't we team up for, you know, like, because if Eddie didn't do good, why don't I get to be with Eddie and next time you get to be with, like, Ashley or something? You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean.
We do duets.
I think normally people of the opposite sex do duets together, but, I mean, you know, whatever.
I'm kind of a chick.
Yeah. Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and I'm glad it's over. I'm
so
really
close.
Glad
me
that
too.
It will
so
be
close.
A year until that happens again.
Wow. Tried my best. What can I say?
Unbelievable.
So close.
That is really emotionally draining.
It is. Like, I was shaking.
That's emotionally draining. Oh. I don't know. We finish it, and it's so... emotionally a beat-up session.
You and Sky are so good. Like,
Sky's really good.
I get so into it. Oh,
Ashley's a big fan of mine.
I am.
Yeah, we know because she screamed out in the middle of your performance.
Oh.
Really threw you off.
I'm a fan.
All right, there's a lot of news that has happened during the day that we have not talked about at all that we need to fill people in on. First of all, Bill Cosby has settled a sexual assault lawsuit. Not sexual harassment. Sexual assault. Right?
Yeah, but it looks like somebody who was sitting here took that piece of paper as scratch paper. Oh, hello. Yeah, so basically Bill Cosby, this woman, was claiming that back in early 2004 that she went over to his house, like they had dinner or something, she went over to his house, and that she wasn't feeling so well. So he gave her something. What does it say? I don't want to get the name wrong.
But... roofies.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
It wasn't even anything like that. It was Benadryl. Here it is. Yeah. Gave her Benadryl after she was complaining about, you know, not feeling well and not being able to sleep well. And then her claim, She accused Bill Cosby of drugging her and then sexually assaulting her because I guess after she took the Benadryl, she passed out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it went to the courts, and then Bill Cosby finally decided he will just settle out of court, but that settlement will remain confidential.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody settle if they didn't sexually assault somebody?
Right. Well, it depends. You know, lots of times it kind of... It could cost you more to go to trial just in lawyer fees.
And he doesn't want the embarrassment of or the heartache of having to go through the process.
Right. So it could cost more in lawyer fees than it could just to pay her to go away. And
he could very well be innocent.
Oh, yeah.
But he just doesn't want to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to do something good for somebody. You know what I mean?
Russell. You want to see the shirt Russell just gave me?
What? Dirty pirate hooker. Well, you know, listen.
I mean, is that a subtle hint of some sort?
You know what? I don't know.
Dude, and you know how we've been talking about Britney and K-Fed all day?
Mm-hmm.
Some new stuff has popped up on TMZ.com.
What?
K-Fed has filed a response to Britney's divorce petition. He is asking for legal and physical custody of their two kids, and he is also asking for spousal support.
Well, we knew the spousal support, and we kind of, asking for the two kids should not be a surprise. It isn't that he wants the kids.
Right.
It's that he wants her to give him money to not fight for the kids.
Which is horrendous.
Yeah. It's the worst kind of worse.
Right. Yeah. Just brutal, that guy. So he wants spousal support, and he also wants to fight for the kids so he can get more money. Like, did you not get enough in your prenup settlement, dude? Like, come on.
It's brutal.
It is. Like, yeah. I mean, and what you've gotten so far just over the past 2 years, that's not enough for you?
Well.
With the album and the Ferraris and the diamonds.
That guy will never be able to live a normal life. Mm-mm. Because he will always be, like, listen. We all know what a punchline. We all know what a punchline Vanilla Ice became.
All right.
It is nothing. It will pale in comparison to what Kevin Federline will be in terms of a punchline. Pale in comparison. P1 Turtle's on the line with some interesting stuff about Bill Cosby.
Hi. I know I'm coming in, but my mom just yelled at me to call you guys. She knew him in college. Actually, he dated one of her really good friends, real rich family. And this was before he was popular or anything. But my mom said that he was skanky back then. Like, he's the type of guy that even though he's going out with a girl, he'd come hit up on all his girlfriends.
Wow.
He slept around on her a lot. And he ended up dumping the girl when he finally got popular in his comedy circuit.
Wow.
Well, we don't know that. We are, this is somebody's, one of our listeners' opinions.
This is someone's hearsay, but that's what I've been told, so I just wanted to pass along to you guys.
What do we know? Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
It's P1 Turtle.
Turtle.
Talk to me about these Black Friday ads that have leaked early online and why that means something, why that's news, what it is. What is this?
Well, people who know what Black Friday is.
Like, and I don't.
Yeah, this is like the biggest news of the year to them. So Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving where everybody goes shopping. There's like all those big blowout sales. You're supposed to get the best deals, you know, for the Christmas to buy all your Christmas presents.
Eddie's mom?
Yeah.
She has like basically a map. You know, she's mapped out exact like a plan of action, a time that it begins, and an itinerary of hitting the different places for the shopping.
Some people get excited for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people like Sky get excited for their birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mom, this is her holiday. She loves shopping so much that the day after Thanksgiving, she gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
gets all ready, prepared, maps out her game plan, which store she's going to hit, has, like Sky said, all these coupons ready to go, and goes to town until we don't see her until it's dark the next, you know.
Now, I think that I've asked your mom about this, but I don't remember what her answer was. Where I can't imagine why she would like it, because I thought it's got to be so miserably crowded.
Well, because you hear the stories of people getting trampled for a DVD player and...
Yeah. If you want to get her on.
You know.
Keena McCardle, by the way, should be coming into the studio soon.
Cool. So basically what people do is, you know, back in the day before the internet, and some people still do this, is they'll go out like after Thanksgiving dinner and pick up the paper to get all the ads for what's going to be on sale the next morning. Well, over the past couple years on the internet, you could go maybe like a week before and download the ads and print out your coupons and everything like that. Well, as of now, the Black Friday ads have already started to leak online.
So that means that people will have a jump on it.
Yeah, so that means you could go today and Google Black Friday ads, and you'll get a handful of websites that'll come out, and you can already know what the sales are going to be, and you can already clip your coupons and be ready to buy. So, you know, if you want to get like a PS3 or, you know, whatever the big deal is, you can look through all those ads and find out where you want to go and start planning immediately.
Very nice.
I always think to myself, I'm not going to get a PS3. That's what I'm thinking privately in my head.
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking, I'm not going to get a PS3. I'm not going to be able to go buy one on Black Friday because they'll all be gone.
Yeah, you'll get punched in the face.
You get punched in the face or they'll be gone, or you get there and everything's gone, you know? Do you ever think to yourself, oh, yeah, I'll definitely get that?
Oh, dude, like that actually happened to us last weekend. Like Kohl's was having this big sale and they had a little portable DVD player like at a great price. It was almost like 50% off. And so we were going to get one for my husband's parents, and they opened the doors at 7. We were there at a little bit before 9, and it was rocked. Like the stand where they had them was totally rocked. The signs tipped over. There's not a single thing on the stand.
Is that price? See, because I always think it can't be that great because they wouldn't do it if it was that great. But am I wrong about that? Like, they, you know, it really is great. The price really is great.
Some things, because they're trying to get people into the store. You know, like with this thing I was talking about with the DVD player, it was like, you know, it even said in the ad, limited amounts, no rain checks. But we went there specifically for that and ended up buying hundreds of dollars worth of other stuff. So, you know, it works.
Bobby Kernels used to work at Best Buy. And you said people would spend the night.
Wow.
Before sales, right?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Now, talk to me about, like, give me an example of an item that was going to be on sale that would be big.
We had laptops. This was like 2 years ago that were probably $1,000 laptops for about $400. I mean, they put
How can they do that? Yeah, I mean, that's really outrageous.
Because for every one laptop that they sell, they get 100 people in there that want that laptop.
And then don't they have like a limited amount of laptops?
Yeah, no, we only had like 3 of them.
People will still keep coming in throughout the day.
You only had how many?
We only had 3 of them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and like there's, you know, probably more than 3 people just sleeping outside.
That's ridiculous. Crazy.
And people were just nuts.
That's crazy.
And people were stealing stuff from other people, pushing people down. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's brutal.
Yeah. Like, when they go in, are they given any instructions? Like, you can't run people, that kind of stuff?
We tried to. We tried to give people numbers and get them in a line outside. But once they're in the doors, it's
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're all very polite.
Oh, yeah.
P1 Mark is on the line. You there, Mark?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I have a little something about Bill Cosby. I got a buddy who was on the Kids Say the Darndest Show, or Darndest Things Show, and he said Bill Cosby was the nicest guy you'd ever meet in your life. Heavy, heavy, like, cigar smoker, had mints about every 5 feet in the studio because the kids were always running around and he didn't want to have bad breath, but said he was just the greatest guy. He was always cool to everybody. So I don't know about this whole...
There you go. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. You meet somebody, there's going to be 50 opinions on that person.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
Brought to you by Fox 6 News.
On KIOZ, San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Eddie sends me an IM, and the IM says, "There's your boy, Paparazzi." Now, I don't know that he's my boy, Eddie. I mean, I don't know.
That's your boy.
No, I don't know that it's necessary to say that's your boy.
What do you mean?
Well, Paparazzi, you know, he's not my boy. You know, he's he's a listener of the Mikey Show.
That's news to me.
He's a listener to the Mikey Show.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, I thought you guys were boys.
Yeah, I heard that.
You're like all excited to have him come down here and stuff, right?
No.
Oh.
But, you know, listen, he's a good guy. He's a nice person. He wanted to bring guacamole. We have to discuss something, okay?
All right.
We have to discuss something. I am a reasonable man. Okay?
Yes.
I'm a bit more practical than I used to be. Okay? Eddie, you're the most practical person I know.
Okay.
I am trying to be, you know, I'm trying to become more practical. But I don't know the answer to this question. He just went walking by the window. My question is, obviously, I want him to have the opportunity to come in and bring his guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm being completely honest, then I want him to go.
Okay.
Okay?
I could be easily taken care of.
Okay, and that's cool. Like, I don't want that to be like, oh, dude, that's messed up.
Not at all. That's what he wanted to do. He comes in, we'll try it.
Not only that, but we're not letting anybody else just, you know, saunter exactly. in. So it's very nice,
it's
thought,
an honor.
To begin with.
Yeah.
The fact that he's being able to come
very
in.
Nice.
That's very nice.
Where did he go?
Very nice. Maybe he's going to make the tortilla chips.
I don't know what? Huh?
Does anybody know where he went?
Colonels took him out.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, he left. Oh, so he's not even coming in.
That's kind of messed.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Go get him, Rob. We should say thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate the guy, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's
he should be able to come in.
Right?
He just brings it and leaves.
He said to me, he was like, so I'm not even going to go online? And I was like thinking.
Get to go online. Now you go online.
I was thinking the internet. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And he was like, no, like online. And I thought you said, well, I don't know.
Who ushered him right out?
I don't know. I didn't say anything.
B-Rob, did you?
I told Colonels, you know, he dropped off his stuff. He can bring him back out.
Well, no, after we talked to him about it, it's try it.
Oh, hey, dude, I thought you all hated him and wanted him out of here.
Aw, that's brutal.
No, he can come in and say hello.
That's really what I got from him.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help you guys out.
Hey, guys, I just know Mikey's a complete D, you know.
Oh, wait, come on.
That's all I'm saying here.
That's not true.
It's not true.
Just figured you guys were uncomfortable, you know, so.
No, totally.
Get him in, get
well,
him
we
out.
Are, but, I mean.
I like Peel and Pop.
The guy did take the time to make it.
He means really well.
That's right, Sean, and I'm very glad that you're saying those kind of nice things. Yeah. That means you'll try it.
I'm serious, but I will not try it.
I know you're serious.
But I will not try it.
I know you're serious.
I am serious.
I know you're serious.
And I'm serious when I say I will not try it.
You're serious, so you'll try it.
I will not try it.
You will try his.
I will not.
You will try P1 Paparazzi's homemade guacamole.
I will not try that guacamole made by his fat little fingers.
No, that's not true.
It's not going to happen, dude.
That's Mikey's boy, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Eddie, that's not
I'm
my
sorry,
boy.
Mikey.
Don't say that about Mikey's boy.
Mikey, I'm sorry. It spoke that way about your boy.
Okay, here's the deal. P1 Paparazzi, for those of you that are listening to the Mikey Show that have never heard the Mikey Show before, we call him P1 Paparazzi because whenever we do a personal appearance, he comes out to the personal appearances and he takes a lot of pictures.
Really?
Yes, he does. And so he's a big-time P1 listener. What's going on?
Big,
Colonels.
Right.
Colonels.
Idiot.
Oh, Colonels, when will you find what you're looking for?
What is that?
I don't know what that means. What's going on, Colonels? Where is he?
Where is he?
He's gone.
He left?
Paparazzi,
he's probably
come
listening
back.
Right now.
Yeah, Paparazzi,
turn around,
we
dude,
want to talk
back.
To you.
Yeah, we were going to have you come into the studio.
He's probably already hanging over the back door or something.
Colonels, go away from him.
Yeah, we didn't want him to leave. So.
He was sad. He wanted to come on, too.
I know. We
Paparazzi, come back to the lobby.
Poor guy.
Yeah, Sean, you feel very sorry for him.
You
know, you've stressed
the thing
that.
Is, I feel
so you know what? You should try his guacamole.
The thing that really
yeah,
upsets
because
me,
you're really upset.
The thing that really upsets
guacamole,
me, Mikey,
then,
is,
because
is that he's your boy.
Oh, he's right there.
That's true. And you don't want to hurt Mikey's feelings by dissing his boy.
Yeah, don't diss my boy like that.
Oh,
you know, my
point.
Boy wants to try the guacamole.
He wants to try it? Have at it.
He wants you to try it. And you're
I
his,
will not try
You're
it.
Obviously his
yes.
supporter.
Lover.
Yeah.
True.
Not.
Your boy.
Really?
Oh, I've heard rumors.
Hello.
Makeout partner?
Not.
Oh.
I just got word that all the stuff you're hearing on the 28-hour show, like, Boston Rob earlier today when he was getting whacked.
Yeah.
Online. Mike
it's already online.
Can you see it?
Already up. Yeah, they have video
great.
Of the Boston Rob thing.
No. Oh,
that's awesome.
So, cool pictures, all kinds of good stuff. Go. Being constantly updated.
Let's see.
On the ball this time.
MikeyShow.com. Wow, MikeyShow.com.
Yeah.
And if you go there, you can see pictures of Rob.
here
he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's back.
There he is.
Take some pictures.
Here he is. He's back. He's my boy, P1 Paparazzi. All right. Come over here, Paparazzi. Over to this microphone right there where Sean.
You can have Skies.
See, Paparazzi, now you get to be online with us.
Paparazzi, were you upset? Because who told you you had to leave?
B-Rob kind of gave me the impression that I was supposed to go. So I was like, what?
Harsh.
I don't know why he did that.
We got to try your stuff, man.
Yeah, we got to try
especially
your guacamole.
Sean.
It's very nice of you to bring it.
Yeah, Sean's really excited.
It's very nice of you. P1 Paparazzi is very excited to be here in the studio. Did you bring individually wrapped guacamole things, or what is it?
I separated them. It's the very first thing I've ever cooked in my brand new kitchen.
There you go.
In my brand new kitchen.
P1 Paparazzi. Now, is this your own personal recipe?
Yes.
There you go. It smells delicious. Sean, did you get yours?
I did not get mine, and I don't need any.
Make sure that you do.
I won't eat it.
Make sure you get yours, Sean.
No thanks. I won't eat it.
Sean, eat up.
I'm going to go ahead and try it.
You're a nice guy, Paparazzi, but I don't like you.
Wait. That doesn't make sense.
I'll try it.
That's delicious.
Is it good?
Absolutely delicious. Sean, you should try it.
I should, but I won't.
Yeah, Sean, take a bite. Your boy Paparazzi worked hard on this.
Yeah, I feel something about that.
Uh-huh.
I think the feeling is laughter.
Well, Sean, no one knows what that means. So while we're all trying to figure
go ahead. Figure it out. Knock yourself
out. Why don't you take
out.
A bite of the guacamole that...
Thanks anyway.
You know how a few moments ago you were...
Ooh, that's good. It's a little spicy.
Yeah, it's a little spicy. It's delicious.
It's got a little more kick than I usually put in it. I usually get like 5 or 6 avocados when I make it. I looked at 3 different locations, and every single place had avocados that weren't ripe or were overripe.
You hear that, Sean?
Wow.
Guy went to 3 different locations.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Above and beyond.
It was great. I just had some.
You
did. I did.
No, Sean, you didn't.
Really good, Paparazzi.
Sean, you're lying right
good
to
job,
your
dude.
Teeth.
Hey, Sean.
Huh?
You know how... You really thought it was messed up that Rob had him escorted out of here without being able to meet us?
Yeah, I thought that was really uncool to do that to your boy.
Yes, you did think that.
I did.
And so you made it a point to bring it up again and again and again on the air.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. So why don't you support my boy and have a bite to eat of his guacamole?
I would if it hadn't been made by him. Look, in all honesty, like, I don't know the conditions of his, like, kitchen or anything. I don't know how it was prepared. I don't know what he used. So I'm not going to put it in
my mouth. Avocados, onions, tomatoes.
Yeah, okay, exactly. However, he used utensils to make those. And if he got those utensils from Eddie's place, I don't want them.
Oh, I knew you were
going to
say that.
I don't want
them. I knew it. Where's Eddie? Oh, Eddie's going to be so pissed. Eddie!
I don't want them.
I can't wait to tell Eddie what you just said.
What's wrong with Eddie's silverware?
Sean.
What'd you mean by that?
Yeah, go into detail, Sean.
No, I'm not going to buy into your obvious ploy to drive a wedge between me and my good friend Eddie.
No, I don't need to because you were already driving that wedge into the relationship.
No.
You said,
were the one who started it all. You started it all.
You said that if P1 Paparazzi used utensils that came from like Eddie's house.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to eat the guacamole because the utensils would be utensils that came from, like, Eddie's house.
That's what I said.
Now, would you like to explain that?
Yeah.
Do I need to explain it? I've explained it before.
No. Please explain it to us, Sean. We don't understand.
Look, when I went and stayed with Eddie one time...
Yes?
There were utensils that had... Flex on them.
Okay. Flex of what?
Of what?
Flecks of matter.
Okay. Stop.
What?
We have, I'm going to get into this, but we have two things that we got to do real quick.
Number 87.
We have Keenan McCardle.
Yes.
Who's going to chill with us.
Yes.
Oh.
And we have Chino from the Deftones on the line right now.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Your man. That's your boy right there.
Chino only has a few minutes, so go ahead and start talking to him. Keenan, we'll give him, let him chill with us.
Keenan, have a seat. We're about to talk to my favorite band's lead singer, Chino Moreno from the Deftones. Chino, are you there?
I'm there.
Chino, first of all, it's a pleasure.
What's up?
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Right on, man.
Hey, listen. The new album is called Saturday Night Wrist.
Yep.
It is so, so, so good.
All right.
I love this album, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you. It took a long time to make. It was a very difficult record to make, but I'm very I'm glad you like it.
Are you on a cell phone right now?
I'm on a portable phone, and keeps cutting out.
Yeah, it's cutting out a little bit. Now, when you say portable phone, do you mean you're at home and you have like a?
Yeah, it's like a portable home phone, but I'm actually at the Fillmore in San Francisco, getting ready to play a gig.
Look at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's great. Dude, that is a great building, man.
A lot of good shows happen here.
That is a great building. Chino Moreno, lead singer of the Deftones. This album is fantastic, and there's a couple of songs on it that are already, like, favorite songs of mine.
Which one?
A song on there called Pink Cell Phone.
Okay.
There's a song on there called Xerxes.
Yeah.
And the third song, I believe, is called, it starts with a B.
Beware. Yeah.
It's a great album. And talk to me about your voice, Chino, because there's a lot of screaming that goes on in the music. How do you maintain that on the road?
Hello?
Did you hear me, Chino?
Yeah, I think a couple words I lost. You talking about my
voice. Yeah, with your voice, because a lot of the stuff involves your voice kind of stressing itself, almost like screaming. How do you do that and maintain that on the road?
You know, I think it's just doing it over so many years. I think how to sing properly I'm lying. I don't know if there's a proper way.
I have to say that a nightmare is happening to me right now.
Yeah.
A nightmare is happening to me right now because Chino is in my favorite band, and I've been looking forward to this now for a long time, and his phone is cutting out on us.
Yeah, this is really whack.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Chino, is there any way you could call us back maybe later?
I can try. How long are you going to be on for?
Dude, we're on until next morning at 10 a.m.
We're on until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We're on a marathon right now.
So if I get done with my show tonight and I'm gonna get on the bus and I'm in my bunk, I can call you guys up.
Dude, will you do that, Chino?
I will.
Dude, yeah. That'd be really awesome, bro.
All right, what time?
Whenever you want, dude. We're on from now. We don't get off the air till tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
All right, I'm gonna hit you guys for the blue watch.
Thank you, Chino.
Thanks, right, brother. Right,
appreciate it.
Easy, sorry about that. Right.
That's okay. Chino, of course, from Sacramento. But it's okay. We'll talk to him later.
That's cool. I believe him, too.
I do, too. I really hope he does. Chino has been known to enjoy some Captain Moe and Coke's baby. True. So hopefully he doesn't imbibe a little too much. But number 87 is in the studio.
He's loving this right now, too.
Are you having a good day? How ridiculous was that, Keenan?
Yeah.
It's my favorite musical artist, and I can't even talk to him because his cell phone's cutting out.
That's bad. But
that's terrible.
It's great that he's going to call you back.
I hope he
sounded very sincere about calling you guys back.
I think he will.
I think he will, too.
I honestly think he will. Keenan used to do the reports with us each week last season, and it's good to have him in here. Number 87. And Keenan, what's going on? What do you have going on?
Well, I have a dine in the zone with the Chargers. Myself and like 9 other Chargers, we're going to have dinner for the public out at Poe's Restaurant in Coronado.
That's a great place, man.
Great food, great view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have a silent auction, autographs from LT, Sean Merriman, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for American Cancer Society. We're going to go out and raise some money for a great cause. And, you know, you get to come out, have us serve you as waiters. We're going to be waiters.
Come on.
Yeah. I advise some people, you know, if you get Chris Dillman or Roman Oban.
Right.
Don't wear good clothes. the chief. Don't wear great clothes because, you know, they don't have great hands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. See, if you want to be served by somebody, go with somebody with great hands like Keenan.
Yes, you know, and Michael Turner.
Michael the Burner Turner going to be out there doing it.
I don't know. We call him Hooves, so...
And you call him Hooves?
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know what that means, but it's fantastic.
What? Horse?
You the know, horse hooves? Horse hooves? No. I got you.
Yeah, so his right. hands are not...
They're not the best, the is best, what you're saying. So. Okay, we've got you.
But we're going to have fun. You know, everybody comes out, and you can... to get more information, call the Chargers and ask for Chris Lee in Community Relations or Jamal LaFrance in PR. And we're having reception and dinner. So to go to both is $300. If you want to bring a whole bunch of people,
mm-hmm.
all you big corporations, come yeah. out and make a great donation. It's $3,000 for a table of 10. And let's have some fun with the Chargers and IMC. For tonight, it's going to be a C.S. Keys. So you know how funny he is on television.
Right.
He's even more funny.
Must have lost
person.
My number, Keenan. It's cool, though.
No, I mean, Eddie.
Granted, I'm doing the pregame show.
Yeah, the pregame guy for the San Diego Chargers. Eddie is sitting
granted,
right where...
I made my big television appearance last week with Laz. Jim Laz.
Eddie, you might need a timeout after this marathon. You
that's right. That's right, Eddie. You need a you need a breather. Right.
You might fair need enough. A breather, you know.
I feel you.
You need a breather.
All I'm going to hold you to that because right. I have other events.
Don't be losing my number now. I'll do it.
Now, Keenan, it sounds like a fun event, and all of this is going to raise money. What is all the money going towards?
It's going to American Cancer Society, more targeted to breast cancer.
That's awesome.
We're probably a month behind, but it's for breast cancer.
That's awesome. I like it. Eddie?
Now, I want to talk a little football with you, Keenan, if I can.
No problem.
When
he's done, we're going to talk food. We're going to talk oxtail.
Oxtails? You remember that, huh?
I remember. We're going to talk that, and come then on. We're
going to talk about the big shrimps over at Peoli's.
Okay.
It's just all that good food.
All right, we're going to talk food, but Eddie, you got a football question.
Yeah, Keenan, I know at the beginning of the year, you know, the offense didn't really have a rhythm going yet. It seemed like they were a little conservative. You seemed a little frustrated. You feeling a little bit better now that they're opening it up a little bit more?
Well, you know what? We all were a little frustrated because I think didn't nobody know what Phillip was going to do. And I think as each week has gone, he's gotten better and better, and things are just opening up now, you know. And, you know, at the second half of the season, it's going to be big for us. You know, we jumped out to a 6-2 record, and, you know, what the second half is when football really starts in the National Football League because you got teams that are fighting for their lives to get in the playoffs. So each and every week are going to be crucial games.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I was just going to ask, you know, the two losses that you guys had, close games, winnable games.
Yes.
When it's that close, do you almost wish you were blown out rather than having it come down to the wire where you're like, man, that's a game we should have won?
You know what? When those games, when you have those type of games, you go back to maybe five plays in a game and look at those five plays that made the difference in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back and say, boy, I wish I could have did this. I wish I could have did that. It's not really the whole game. It's five plays, you know, and things like that, you got to go back and correct because you're going to be back in that situation again, and you can't make the same mistakes in close games like that.
Okay, let's switch gears. Talk a little football.
I miss you guys.
I miss
know,
you,
we
Keenan.
Miss you, Keenan.
Hey, it was fun.
You can call in anytime.
Call in
you want.
Anytime you
anytime.
Want. Keenan, I remember the 6 days to 6 days to Sunday episode that you were on.
Yes,
I enjoyed it, man. It was really fun. And I think that what people don't know, you know, you see Keenan on TV catching passes and stuff. He has a fun personality, man. You're just you always are having a good time.
Always. I mean, you got to have a good time in life, man. Mm-hmm. You only live once.
But I remember I had never had Popeye's chicken until I saw you get it on this episode. And I was like, I got to try it. It's good, man. It's, and do you go to the one on... Mira Mesa.
Yes.
That's
on
one
my
I
way
went.
Home.
That's the one I went to the other day.
Yes.
So and it's good, man. Did you get the spicy?
The spicy. Gotta have the spicy.
And you know the cool thing about it is, it's actually spicy. Because a lot of times you go to places and they say spicy.
It's not spicy.
It's not spicy. This has actually got some spice to it. And I'm gonna tell you, former Charger Lou Bush, former linebacker Lou Bush.
Yes.
He brought in these wings today.
Uh huh.
It almost killed me. I'm going to tell you right now. He said to me that he was going to make me cry.
He made you cry?
They are so hot. They're so hot, like my lips turned bright red. And he was laughing, but they really are good. Like, yeah, the flavor's really good. He actually is pretty good.
Lou has great food because on Wednesdays he brings us food. Like, he brings pulled pork. He brings beef ribs. Mm-hmm. He brings this chicken that we
that
have.
That chicken's unreal.
It has kind of, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude. Listen.
Lou
his food, his Lou barbecue's the best. Yes. His barbecue's the best barbecue that I've ever had in my life. And then I said, the funny thing about it is that there's such a wide gap between Lou's and then the next best I've ever had.
Yes.
It's that good.
It is great. I mean, we've had him every Wednesday. We watch film after practice, and we have a feast in there. I mean, mm-hmm. he brings a lot for us. And you ought to try his garlic macaroni and cheese.
I haven't had that.
Oh, that sounds
garlic
good.
Macaroni and cheese. I had never had it, but Lou got a little.
He knows what he's doing. Mm. And now, Keenan told us last season, he said that I got to go to this Jamaican place, I think on K, right? K Street?
Island Spice on Market.
Is it Market?
Yeah.
And that's where the oxtail is, right?
Yes.
And I haven't done it yet. I haven't gone, but I want it because I've never had it, and I want to try it.
You should try it.
Yeah. You said it's pretty good stuff.
That's our Thursday dinner.
Is it really? Yeah. Do you have it every Thursday?
We kind of mix it up, but mostly Island Spice is where we go on Thursday. We have somebody go get it and bring it to us.
How about the Chief? How's the Chief doing? How's Roman doing?
Chief is doing well. Chief is back on the practice field. Chief is working his way back to playing, and he's so happy right now.
He's such a good dude. Roman Oben is a great guy. And as you know, he and Sky have a very special relationship. Sky loves him.
Yes, Sky loves him.
And
I still remember, Sky. You just put me down.
That's right. And he made sure, this was great. He made sure he was at Sean's Lights Out Bowl the other day.
Yes.
And he made sure to send a message to Sky that he said hello.
Yes.
So I thought it was pretty cool.
Sky, you just put me down for the Chief.
Where is she?
Yeah, where is Sky?
Where'd she go?
She does this. Like, she'll just take off.
Just disappear.
If it was the Chief, she'd be right there.
Let me tell you something. Keenan. If it was Roman. What is it? Like, what is the. She really has a thing for Roman.
I don't know. Maybe it's the size. I don't know.
Is that the deal?
He's very intelligent. He speaks.
Yeah.
He's articulate.
He's got that deep voice.
Very articulate.
He's got that real deep voice.
He's suave. He's very suave.
Well, the other thing is.
Suave?
The other thing is.
I'm about to use that one on him tomorrow.
Well, wait a minute. He did, to his credit, he did literally sweep her off her feet. He picked her up. And he was in a cast at the time, right?
Yeah.
When he was in a cast, he picked her up like she was a pencil. Like, seriously, he grabbed her and he picked her up like she was a pencil. And I think we have a picture of it on the Mikey Show website.
I'm sure we do.
All right, listen, thank you, Keenan. It's always fun. It's good to see you again and to talk to you again. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I'll be thinking about you guys.
Thank you very much.
Hey, how do people, you know, sign up for this?
Actually, you can just call the Chargers, like I said, and ask for Chris Lynn in the community relations, or ask for Jamal LaFrance and PR, and they'll sign you up, come out. You could just come out, and then everything is people from the American Cancer Society be at the door and be waiting on you.
Cool.
Time and date? What is it?
November the 14th from 6 to 9 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you, Keenan McCardell, for coming in here, number 87 for the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to keep this, and I'm going to keep reminding people about it. So thank you for coming in.
Beautiful.
The Touching Hands Foundation, Dine in the Zone. Sounds nice. The great Keenan McCardell.
Nice.
Thank you, Keenan. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right, what do we got, Eddie? What should we do?
Man, we got a lot of options, dude. We got a lot of options.
We haven't done so much stuff.
You name it, we could do it. I mean, we got food here, too.
What do we got?
I think dinner just arrived, so you may want to play a little something, and we can go check out food, or it's up to you, man.
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't we give people an example of what we do here on the Mikey Show? And, Ashley, are you chaining them out for me? Are all new? This is something that we do on the show from time to time. It's an advice segment that we have. Would you guys like to hear an interesting email?
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
It says, Dear Mikey, what's up, man? Love the show. I need your help. I recently quit my band, and now I regret it. I was playing guitar for a band called Snake Coffin and really thought we had
Sorry? I'm sorry.
Well, he says, I was playing guitar for a band called Snake Coffin.
Snake Coffin.
And really thought we had a good sound until one day we were rehearsing and I got pissed and quit.
Snake Coffin.
Yeah, he quit Snake Coffin.
Okay.
I even called them hacks and a bunch of no talents. But now I regret it and want back in.
To snake coffin.
To snake coffin.
Idiot.
Is there anything I could do to help mend the bridge? I really think we have a shot at making it. Thanks, bro. Signed, P1 Manny in OB.
Snake coffin.
Yeah, that's right.
Over it.
Did you hear
the name? I heard it.
Snake coffin?
I heard it.
And so I'm, you know, here I am, I'm thinking about it, and I'm going, well, geez, I don't know what to tell this guy. I'm not a professional, but I know one.
Today on Dr. Oh. Phil, I want you to get excited about your life. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Well, aren't you excited? Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh, my. Somebody get the paddles. That young man was so excited. What's your name, young man? You are so excited. Your name? Oh, it's a snake coffin fan, right? He is so... Whoa! Holy cow!
Get out of here! Oh, Jesus.
Well, listen, I am a professional psychologist. I not only that, but I have sage advice. I deal from a perspective of good old down-home wisdom.
Well, you keep it real.
That's what I do. And so after listening to that, I think that I can offer this boy some advice.
You can help him?
That's right. Listen, son, maybe Sanka Coffee wasn't the right man for you in the first place. You can't just blow up at these kids and quit the band.
It's Snake Coffin.
It was not Sanka Coffee?
No. Although that's a good name.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But you can't be in a group and just get into a fight and quit the band like that. Just right. Ask Boy Blunder.
That's not what happened. I mean,
Sky, how many times did that goofball quit right after the show and then rejoined by lunchtime because Mikey was buying?
I don't know.
Sky.
Well,
that
did happen a lot.
Well, no, that Sky. Never happened.
Now, I'm going to be...
The quitting part never.
Now, he would
you
quit.
Were there. You
no,
were getting the free lunch.
He would quit. Remember? Somebody else would pay, usually.
This isn't about me right now, Dr. Phil.
You would eat. Boy Blunder would eat a lot.
Dr. Phil.
He would eat more than her.
He would eat a lot more than you would.
Free.
Well, I mean,
Dr. Phil.
We're being honest. He,
back
you
to
would
the
eat a
coffin.
Fraction of what
back,
he ate.
Back,
he
to,
ate.
Back to the issue at hand.
He ate a lot.
Please.
Back to...
Thank you.
Your problem is that obviously you have a bad temper. That's why you're quitting this band. I had a bad temper at one time as well. Eddie, did you know that?
No, that's kind of surprising being the field you're in.
You want to know what used to upset me?
What?
Dropped calls on my cellular provider. Now, that is until I found Singular Wireless. Why joining Singular Wireless today, over the past year, Singular has invested over $6.6 billion in the network.
We get it.
And they have over 47,000 cell sites in America more than any other wireless network.
You're supposed to help P1
Singular raising the bar.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
I just wanted to let people know that that's what used to make me upset and angry.
Right.
Okay.
Now... It's like my old Uncle Axl Rose used to say.
You didn't have an uncle named Axl Rose.
It was actually, his first name was Axl Rose.
No.
And he would say to me, Dr. Phil, find a penny, pick it up, and all the day your band will still suck. And
you just made that up.
You get where I'm coming from?
I don't think your uncle... Axl Rose said
right.
that to you.
Right.
Listen, Poncherello, you might... You made the right move. Any band that is dumb enough to call itself Snake Coffin should be quit.
Well,
maybe you can hook up with another band like Death Camel or Pony Skull.
Those
bands may have a chance.
No.
Now listen, Eddie, this guy's tale reminds me of a riddle I heard. When I was back in medical school.
A riddle?
That's right.
What do you mean?
Riddle.
It was a riddle that my professor once wrote. It was on the blackboard, and we all had all year to figure it out. We had one, you know, it was there, and we just had to look at it and figure it out. And son of a gun, if I wasn't the one to solve it.
Really?
Wow.
Would you like to hear it?
Well, yeah, sure.
You're not going to be able to figure it out, but here it goes.
Okay.
Every now and then I fall apart. Turn around, bright eyes. Forever's going to start tonight.
No, you're doing a good song.
Now, there's nothing I can do.
It's a total eclipse of the heart.
Good song. But...
Well, you figured it out, too.
No.
You are so smart.
What do you...
Most people have heard that.
Good luck trying to figure that one out for you, those guys.
No,
you have to be Matt Damon
song.
To come up with that.
I like that song a lot.
Right.
So stupid.
I got to be honest with it. What was this boy's name? Danny?
Manny.
Manny. Normally, when I read words like snake coffin in an email, I read the whole thing because that's what my ex calls my junk. So I... But when I realized it was about your lame-ass story, I was both disappointed and relieved.
Okay.
I was both upset and happy. I was both angry and joyful. I was both... skinny and fat Tuesday. I was both.
Wait,
I was,
yeah, that's not.
I was both Paul and Boston Rob's laughable hide. I was both.
Where?
I was both horny and Sky. I guess.
Okay,
I guess that one isn't so much advice as it is a vehicle to insult Sky.
Well, it's pretty good.
Well,
it worked.
Good,
it worked nonetheless. I mean,
thank you.
Hell, I'm smiling. Yeah, right.
Hello.
I mean, Sky. What?
You're supposed to be giving advice.
Oh, sorry
Dr.
about that.
Phil.
All right, listen, Denny.
It's Manny.
Manny, this is probably all for the best. I mean, we both know that you and Snake Coffin are not going anywhere, and you're not going to have a future, and now you can focus on your real future, the future of in-home refrigeration repair with a barely passing grade from DeVry.
Oh,
right?
Wow. That's
harsh.
You may be a good guitarist.
Let me speak right to him, all right?
Go for it.
Stacy.
Manny.
No.
When you join a band like Snake Coffin, you're not just trying to live a dream, but you're also saying to the world, I'll probably be dead in 18 months or serving 25 to life in a Chino involuntary manslaughter domestic.
Well, so. You don't really know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
The truth.
Nice choice, you murdering bastard.
Okay.
I'm
going
to let you in on a little secret here, Jenny.
What?
Manny.
Jenny? Manny. Manny.
M.
With, yes.
Gosh darn it. Put it on a chalkboard for me or
well,
something.
Okay. Dry erase?
Yes.
It's funny how Dr. Phil and Mikey have the same affliction of not remembering names. It's really ironic.
Well,
it's a coincidence, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, it's a coincidence, Sky.
Maybe the two of you.
Yeah, it's a coincidence, okay? It's like a coincidence that Mikey's never here whenever I'm pouring out the
standing right there. I see him.
Yeah, that's my...
Yeah, I'm over here.
Go ahead, Uncle Junior.
Sorry, huh? How did I miss him? Now, when my mother had fights with her parents, there were things that were said in the heat of the moment that were sometimes very hurtful. And here's what she told me to do in order to reopen the lines of communication. She said to me, Dr. Phil, firebomb that a-hole's house.
Oh, no, you're...
Oh, my God.
That'll get them talking.
Stop it.
At least it starts a dialogue with their legal representation, but either way, something begins to start. It's good.
Snake coffin.
That's right.
Not good advice.
I'm Dr. Phil.